get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Hump Day Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I greatly appreciate Dr. Jeff coming on and talking to us about these issues with our animals. But Downstate Kim said that there's a lot of research out there that she's finding out that we may have been lied to about so many of these diseases. It's now looking like parasites are the causes and not viruses. Dr. Royal Rife's story on Rumble, and more doctors are coming out recently saying viruses actually do not exist. I told her Missy's website there for My Pure Health Solutions has, I believe it's under her bio. It's about her. And she talks about Dr. Rife and his research. She's many times talking about Dr. Rife and his invention, Frequency Machine. And basically what he was able to do in reversing cancer cells once he isolated the cancer cells in a patient, he found the frequency. He was then able to inject the opposite frequencies. And once he was able to do that, he literally eradicated cancer, offsetting the cancer frequencies in the cells. So a lot of good information out there. Again, it's on her website, My Pure Health Solutions. Go to, I believe it's about her, under her bio, her information. Now, one of the things happening in Michigan right now is petition drives are ongoing. Couple of different groups are out there collecting signatures. You may have been asked to circulate petition sheets for Axe My Tax. There's also another one out there putting it on the ballot to have local municipalities be in charge of permit issuing for these energy projects. Others are collecting signatures for candidates. They have to get so many signatures to get on the ballot. One of them, Nikki Snyder, already not able to get the signatures, dropped out of the U.S. Senate race. Well, one of the things that's happening is I think a lot of people are getting frustrated because they aren't seeing any results. They're not hearing updates. They're not aware of what's going on with these petition drives. A lot of people are very much excited about Carla Wagner's efforts to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Well, one of the things that's happening, the Board of Canvassers playing games with her approval of her petition sheet, the language, the size of the font, the printing of it, the layout of it, the wording. Some of the wording that she and her attorney came up with that they want to actually amend the state's constitution, well, they're fighting them tooth and nail. So we're going to have Carla on in the next half hour to talk about it, give us an update. Number one, why the Board of Canvassers simply won't approve the language. Number two, what's the status of the petition drive? So we're going to have her on at 10 to 10:30 today getting into the petition drive to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Now, one thing that is kind of interesting, how these revenue sharing plans work with local municipalities, local counties. One of the things that they are looking at is giving communities more money from the SOAR fund, S-O-A-R. One of them is being introduced by Senator Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak. She sits on the chair, is the chair, I should say, and sits on the Senate Economic and Community Development Committee. Rebranding the SOAR Fund, now they want to call it Make It in Michigan Fund. Originally, the legislation aimed to dedicate 20% of a company's package for SOAR funding incentives to create community investment. But the legislation was modified with a substitute that was actually negotiated 9 p.m. last night in the House Senate chamber. SOAR Fund was established near the end of 2021 with an initial appropriation of $1 billion that came from our general fund. It was designed to lure large-scale business developments to move to Michigan. The performance-based grants within the SOAR Fund program included critical industry programs, CIP grants, for qualified companies to spend money on workforce development training programs, heavy machinery purchases, infrastructure modification, and other capital investments. Well, then they also came up with the Strategic Site Readiness Program, offering other awards through it, authorizing local economic development corporations or municipalities to receive them directly for making infrastructure improvement in the preparation for a business's arrival. Okay, I got a very simple question, folks. Exactly where in the Michigan State Constitution does it allow for this type of funding of our taxpayer dollars? Where exactly does the government in Lansing get to pick winners and losers, attracting businesses to come to the state? Oh, that's right. It doesn't. So then why are they spending so much time on economic development to try to bring in new businesses, offering them basically free money? Every single one of these programs they're talking about are grants. These aren't loans. They're not loaning them the money, getting a somewhat hopefully respectable interest rate. They're giving them the money. Besides Senate Bill 559 and her other bill, Senate Bill 562, work together to create a Michigan 360 program. Unlike the other two programs, this program will focus more on the company itself, how to prepare a community for development to begin in that county, in that municipality, and is exclusively devoted to the community themselves and how to improve an area's quality of life. Since when did these Democrats become such experts in improving people's lives in their communities? McMorrow, the senator, even goes on to say these community investments really matter. And there is a limit to what we can actually accomplish with incentives. Doesn't mean we can't incentivize our way out of some things that young people are telling us that they want to see in our communities. Young people. You mean the people that have no real life experience, many of whom don't even have a job because of the ridiculous college degrees they have, many of them moving back home. Now, all of a sudden, they are going to dictate to the Democrat politicians what things they want to see in their local communities. Perfect example, if you're in the city of Detroit, McMorrow said, this could be the very first step towards a regional transit system. Oh, here we go. Get rid of the cars and let's go to trains, the people mover. Yeah, that project in Detroit has just gone over so well. It's served us so well for so many years. Regional transit is way more proactive in a way that signals to companies, not only in Michigan, but around the country, that we hear you. And therefore, we are investing in things that are going to attract and retain young talent in our state. Right, because the cost of owning a vehicle, maintenance, the purchase price, the lease, the maintenance of the vehicle, the gas, diesel, whatever it runs on, insurance, all of that is so much more expensive. I'd rather just get on a train and ride into Detroit. See, that's a kind of interesting because Royal Oak, which is her district, has been clamoring for a train to run right down Woodward from Royal Oak all the way to Detroit. And where is she from? Senator for the city of Royal Oak. There's enough people that live in that city. Her entire district is made up of basically one city, Oakland County. So you can see how she's self-serving, trying to provide something that the area has been screaming for. $1.7 billion project ultimately is what she's going to be advocating for. Of our money. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Dave in Sheboygan, listening, says, you still have to drive a car to get to the parking lot to get on the train. WTF, that's completely stupid. No. See, Dave, what they want is they want everybody living downtown within walking distance to the train depot. You walk to the train, you get on the train, and you ride into Detroit. Something that they have wanted for decades down in the Oakland County, Wayne County area never came to fruition. Why? Because we're the Motor City. People want to be able to go, come and go as they please. They want to drive to work. They want to go out for lunch. They want to do their business during the day. They get in their vehicle. They do what they want to do, and then they drive home. This isn't New York, where we're going to have a subway. This isn't even Chicago, where they have the L. This is the Motor City. And, of course, they're going to wait until 2024... in high inflationary periods, to talk about investing into a mass transit system in Oakland and Wayne County. When every single facet, every single component to build it is 10 times what the cost was from 20 years ago. Well, that's because we have so much money. You know, we've got $82 billion in our coffers that we get to spend. But again, I keep going back to all these different funds and all these different programs. SOAR program. Strategic Site Readiness Program. Michigan 360 Program. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Show it to me in the state constitution, folks. It doesn't exist. Well, one such entity, the Michigan Strategic Fund Board, which is the body responsible for awarding economic incentives and business grants to meet local and regional economic developers to identify potential community investments that could spur economic development. They came out in support of these two bills by the senator from Royal Oak. According to the Senate Fiscal Agency, $1.7 billion has been deposited already from the tax dollar-funded SOAR fund for these type of corporate development projects. Additionally, $600 million has been deposited for electric vehicle projects in Delta Township near Lansing and Orion Township in Oakland County. The senator described how changes in the market and economic realities caused the projects that have been awarded SOAR funding in the past to have to resize. Well, her legislation would allow for more flexibility. Basically, they can move the funds around more easily if her bills are passed. Getting into the specifics, Senate Bill 579 details an agreement for withholding tax capture revenues if an eligible business demonstrates a need for extra help with closing their land deal and perhaps provide secondary stage gap financing. Additionally, they must present comprehensive hiring and training plans, which could include apprenticeships or certifications, in order to provide the employee the ability to actually physically do the work. Development agencies that would be enforcing and doing the training, the Michigan Works program. But here's the problem. They put these plans in place, but then where's the follow-up? Where's the accountability? They say they're going to get all this millions and millions of dollars and that they're going to bring X number of jobs. What happens when they don't? Do they have to give the grant money back? Well, of course not. It's free money, our money. Unbelievable. Well, the Snyder era Good Jobs for Michigan program, distributed incentive packages back in 2018 and 2019. But they restricted the spending, capped it off at $200 million. Well, these bills eliminate that cap. Why? Because they're going to spend $1.7 billion instead of $200 million. You can't make this stuff up, people. This is absolutely amazing. And this is what happens when people don't vote in midterm elections. You voted in the presidential election in 2020, but you didn't bother to vote in 22. Democrats take back the House and the Michigan Senate, something they hadn't had in 40 years. Because you didn't want to vote. Got it. Well, you get what you vote for. Didn't think the vote mattered? Well, guess what? It did, and they should have voted. Ask My Tax in the next half hour with Carla Wagner. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-